courage, peace, and many other things through our humble conversations with him. All this week is the topic of prayer and the growth of spiritual maturity as Father John takes us deeper into our communion with the Lord. Tune in for Christ is the Answer, Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, Finding Faith. Are you struggling in some aspects of your relationship with God or your faith? Is someone you care about having faith struggles? Let us help you find a way forward. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled Finding Faith. Are you struggling in some aspects of your relationship with God or your faith? The reality is, being a person of faith isn't easy. You know, faith is meant to be about fixing what's broken in our lives, our relationships, our world. And because of that, faith often makes life more challenging, despite rumors to the contrary. And if you know, it's normal then to struggle in some aspects of our relationship with God or our faith. Maybe we have a hard time experiencing God's presence, or his love, or mercy, or we're confused about what his will is. Maybe we're having a hard time in our relationship with the church. Or maybe someone we care about is struggling in their faith. If you find yourself in any of those statements, let us help you find a way forward. Whether for your own faith struggles or those of the people you care about, let's talk through it and find some ways to reconnect with that grace and experience God's love, mercy, and presence more deeply in your life today. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I dare say that people are listening to Catholic radio because this is exactly what they are hungering for, right? To grow in their faith, to find God in the moment. Some of us even turn on Catholic radio saying, Lord, I've been praying this prayer. Maybe you'll talk to me as I turn on radio today.
I could really use a sign.
I need your voice right now, God. And we get that. That's what this whole show is about today. Because as you said, Greg, struggling with our faith is normal. If, you know, when we fall in love with Jesus, or we're in the process of falling in love with Jesus, we do have this lifting of our hearts, the lifting of our burdens, this peacefulness that's there. And it is such a consolation and a blessing. And we all want to live in that moment all the time. But he does ask us to grow. He does ask us to slough off the old person that we are, the person that was immersed in not being in relationship with Christ, the person that was immersed in sin and relationships that weren't good for us, and thinking patterns that aren't healthy for us. And he asks us to grow more into who he's created us to be, who he wants to give us to be, the beautiful gift of being redeemed and loved and living in God's mercy. But that growth pattern is a challenge sometimes, and it can even be painful sometimes. You know, I remember as a kid, whenever I would have a growth spurt, I'd get these terrible growing pains in my legs. Like, they hurt so much. Sometimes I'd be up all night with them, and they just would hurt. And my mother would be like, just growing pains, you'll get through this after this growth spurt. And, of course, I would. Thanks be to God I wasn't in pain all the time. But what I think about is, what if I had had a choice? In that pain, would I have just said, nope, don't want to grow any taller? Well, I barely did. I'm not much past 5 feet anyway. But if I had said, no, I don't want to do this at all, and I had stayed the stature of a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old because I didn't want that pain, you know, that would have complicated my life even more, right? And I wouldn't have grown to be the person he made me to be at this tiny little height that I am anyway. And it would have complicated my life. And yet, with our spiritual growth, often we are in the position to say no to God, because it growing and making those changes in our lives can be confusing and scary and challenging and painful sometimes.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, I think a lot of Christians believe that if they are struggling or if they're wrestling with doubts or if they're having a hard time feeling God's presence or his love or his mercy, that means there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. We all do that sometimes.
That we're letting God down or we're not being faithful enough. I mean, to be completely honest with you, that's sort of the normal state of struggling with your faith, I mean, of living your faith, because the process of knowing how to stay connected to God, to feel his love and to feel his presence, that takes consistent effort. That's not the normal state of things, because we live in a broken world. And our normal state is to feel separated from God. And it takes effort. It takes work to be connected to him, to experience his love and his mercy. In those early stages, when we first fall in love with him, it happens very naturally, just like falling in love with anybody else does. But just like those same relationships, once that initial phase, kind of that honeymoon phase, wears off, it takes work to maintain that loving relationship with God or anyone else. And so, you know, if you're struggling with those doubts or those fears or to feel God's presence, to know his mercy or his love, or if you have someone in your life who is really dealing with a faith crisis or spiritual challenge right now, whether that's your kids or your spouse, we want to help you find ways to stay connected to that grace and be the person God is calling you to be in your relationship with him and the church, and be that support that others need so that they can stay connected to God through difficult times. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
And I want to be clear here. If you're going through some kind of crisis of faith or have somebody in your life who is, absolutely, we're here for you. But you don't have to be in a crisis.
Oh, no.
To be in this conversation today. It can just be, this particular part of my life is a struggle. How do I get it in line with God? How do I know I'm pleasing God? How do I know what decision he wants me to make? How can I experience him more fully or share him more fully with the people in my life that I care about?
Yeah, how do I apply my faith to this particular issue that I'm going through?
Yeah, because it's difficult to be a person of faith in this world. Especially now, in the climate we are living in, especially here in the Western world, if that's where you're listening from, it's difficult to be a person of faith. And a lot of noise out there is telling you, this is the way you have to think if you're a person of faith. And it's not always in line with the gospel. It's not always in line with the Catholic faith. And it's noisy, and it's crowded, and it's confusing. And then we're struggling with everything else that's going on in the world. So if you're struggling in some aspect of your relationship with God or your faith, or if somebody you're caring about is having struggles with faith, whether it's their own faith or you having a faith, we're here for you today. Let's talk it through and give you some real tools to be able to lift yourself out of that and feel closer to God and more sturdy in your faith. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
The theology of the body has a lot to say about our ability to stay strong in the face of faith and spiritual struggles.
Sure it does, because it reminds us that faith and life are not meant to be separate things. We often treat them like they are. But being a disciple of Christ begins with giving our body to Christ so that every part of us can serve him and learn to love others as he would have us love them. In fact, living out the faith can make things seem more difficult at times because bringing our lives and relationships in line with God's will is really hard work, as we've been saying.
You know, doubts and struggles aren't a sign of a weak faith. They're actually an invitation to a deeper faith. And as long as we keep bringing those doubts and struggles and confusion to God, instead of letting them lead us away from Him, the more God will use those things to draw us into closer union with His love and His will. So let's talk it out together. What are those things that are challenging your faith, your spiritual life, making, you know, your experience of faith more complicated? Are there certain situations where you're not sure how to apply your faith to this challenge you're experiencing in your life and relationships? Or is someone you love struggling spiritually? Your kids, your spouse, someone you care about, but who is really having a hard time experiencing God, experiencing God's love or mercy, dealing with their doubts about the faith. Let's help. Let's work through that together at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for always being faithful to us. But Lord, sometimes it's hard to feel your presence. Sometimes it's hard to know your love in a meaningful way. We know intellectually that you love us, that you forgive us, that you walk with us. And yet, in our hearts, it's hard sometimes to make that connection. Help us to not lose heart. Help us to remember the truth that you are always with us, that you are always loving us, you are always pouring out your mercy and grace into our lives, and that whenever we doubt, whenever we struggle, whenever we feel like our faith is not enough, that that's the time to come to you and to fall into your arms and rest in your mercy. So we bring our doubts and our struggles and our fears and our confusion to you. We bring the doubts, fears, struggles, and confusion of the people we love to you. And we ask you to fill up all of those gaps with your grace. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
We're talking with you today about finding faith, about dealing with those faith struggles in your life or relationships, those times when it's hard to experience God's love, His mercy, to feel His presence, or know His will, or support the people that you love in their struggles with their faith or spiritual walk. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with May, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, May. Welcome more to life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you so much. I really appreciate your ministry. And I have my beautiful, wonderful husband, and he, of recent, some sexual trauma has really come to, he's had flashbacks, and this has been repressed for many years, involving a priest as well as an older man when he was 11. Okay. And he is, you know, he practices his faith. He has not been to confessional, I know, for at least a year and a half, and he's really struggling with this, with trust issues. And so these flashbacks are happening, and I feel like my responsibility is to help him also possibly bring this to, you know, the right authorities, and he is totally defiant about that. He wants to, he believes God will take care of it in his time, and yet I'm not sure where to go with this. As a faithful Catholic wife, I know my allegiance first is to his soul and his heart, and but I really am struggling myself in boundaries, because this is his story. But I'm his wife. That's
Yeah. So let me ask you just a couple of clarifying questions here so I know where things stand. Is he getting any kind of professional help for this? Are you guys working with anybody?
No. No, he does, and he's pretty much being quite defiant about that and wants to move on, believes that, you know, just continuing going to Mass. I'm praying for him to talk with, you know, some wonderful priests that are at our parish, but struggling.
But he may not be there yet. So yeah. I'm glad to hear that he's still, remaining faithful and he's participating in the Mass. I think that's really important. I know a lot of people who've been through what he's through, you know, really withdraw from the church, understandably, because it's been the source of so much pain. So I give him a lot of credit for his willingness to keep bringing this to God. Now, what about you guys praying together? Is that something you ever do? And do you pray about
this? We pray the rosary, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He struggles being the leader of the prayer. That's just not been, you know, part of his...
Okay.
Like,
but in the course of the praying the rosary, do you ever pray specifically for healing about this?
These things that have just come to his mind. He keeps telling me, I don't want to talk about it. And so that's where I'm struggling.
Okay.
You know, well, do I bring it up?
Yeah, so look, I think there are a couple of things here. You know, your husband is really, really hurting.
And in shock. You have to realize that shock, whether it's physical or emotional and spiritual, is something that stops somebody cold for a while, because this is just coming over him. He just did not really have any recollection that this was there.
And so it is important to be patient. On the other hand, it's kind of one of those things where I don't think he's really in a position to make good decisions about how best to handle his healing at this point.
And I want to, again, bring this back to the same analogy. If he had, God forbid, been in an auto accident and was walking out of the car, could function, but he was in shock, he would not be able to decide, should I go to the hospital? Should I be taken care of and seen by a medical professional? He would just be staggering around looking like he was fine, but still needing treatment. And it would take you as his wife or a professional, you know,
the paramedic.
They would come along and
wrap
a blanket around him and take him to the hospital, because he wouldn't be capable in a state of shock to make a decision of what's physically good for him, just as right now he may not be possibly making good decisions about what's emotionally and spiritually good for him.
So as much as he may not like this, I think that the position you need to take is one where you're saying, listen, I love you, and I'm not going to push you to heal faster than you're ready to heal, but I need you to trust me, and allow me to put you in the position where you can heal, because this is not going to work. And I need you to be able to trust me and the love that we've built up over these years to be willing to at least come and do the things that I know will help you heal. So I have made an appointment, you're going to say, with a good, faithful marriage counselor. Not because I think we have deep problems in our marriage, but because we need to know how to get through this together. I need to know how to support you. You need to know how to go through this without lashing out at me. We need to be able to stand with each other through this and get good professional advice on how to heal. We need to be praying about this together, you know, and allowing God to lead us in, to let this experience lead us into a deeper relationship with Him and each other. And so, every day, as part of your prayer, I want you to say, Lord, I want you to pour your healing into my husband's heart, to let him know your love, to let him know your mercy, to let him find the way to heal, and to help me know best how to be with him during this time where he's struggling so much. And then you can pray your rosary or whatever else you want to do, but I want you to explicitly pray that intention, that God would come into those hurting parts of your husband's heart, that this time would be a time of healing that drew the both of you closer to God and each other through this healing experience. But you're going to need that prayer support, that grace. You're going to need that professional support to heal. And it's going to need to come from you, because right now he's, as Lisa said, in a state of shock. And he's going to want to run away from this as hard as he can. He's going to need somebody who loves him, you, to really bring him to those places where he can experience true healing.
Now, I know that that's going to take all of your resolve. It's going to take you upping your own personal, private prayer life so that you have a deep connection with God and the Holy Spirit in this, and God can feed you through this. Because if you don't, and you allow this to just sort of fester, the same thing as not checking out somebody who's been in a major accident and is walking around in shock will happen. He won't, at some point, be able to cope with this easily by himself, and it will cause real pain for both of you. So you really want to make sure that you're trying your best to walk with God, inviting God into this, but taking the steps that he needs for you to take right now.
Thank you for the call, May. And if there's more we can do to support you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We've got to go to break right now. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls. We'll also be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. He'll be talking to us about how to manage spiritual struggles. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in just a minute.
Are you looking for certainty amid uncertainty? Are you feeling a financial crunch? Do you need something to help you educate the youth in goodness? The Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, have a solution. Our video series, Cultivating the Virtues, God Gives the Growth, is a free, yes, that's right, a free online course that can be used anywhere at any time. Check out this free answer to your uncertainty by visiting sistersofmary.org and click on Cultivating the Virtues.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Alliance Catholic Credit Union wants you to know, as an essential business, we remain open, supporting you in these times of uncertainty. While our branch lobbies are closed, our drive-thrus and ATMs will be open to meet our members' needs. Members can also manage their money with our mobile app and online banking services. To see all the ways we're supporting our members at this time, visit AllianceCatholic.com or call us at 877-950-2228. Federally insured by the NCUA. Equal House Lender.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Building a culture of life doesn't have to be a distant dream. Our everyday decisions can make it a reality. It starts by supporting life-affirming organizations that are faithful to church teaching. CMF Curo is a pro-life Catholic health-sharing option rooted in community, prayer, and support for your total health and well-being. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is all about faith struggles. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute is here to talk to us about what olives can teach us about dealing with our spiritual struggles. Hey, Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Hi.
Olives.
Hello to you both. Olives. Everybody's driving in their car going, did he say olives?
I did say olives. What can olives teach us about our spiritual struggles, Bill?
Yes. Now that we've got your attention, everyone, I'm a big lover of quotes, and this has been one in my little quote bag for many years. It's from the Talmud, which is like a book of rabbinical sayings and little wisdom bits. And in the Talmud, they say, for we are like olives. Only when we are crushed do we yield what is best in us. Right? Olive oil. Just picture warm bread and olive oil and us. But to get there, you got
the crushing part's not so much fun, though, I have to say.
It's not at all. But there's a deep spiritual truth here, obviously, is that, you're talking about beautifully today, we got to pass through the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, and we can't be shocked by this. This is part of the plan in this period of historical man, which is the time John Paul II talks about in Theology of the Body, of this battlefield of our hearts where there is suffering and death. So we can't be afraid. Something really, really good is going to come from whatever thing is crushing us in our life.
You know, at the same time, you know, that can be a cold comfort. because none of us really like that idea. And, you know, what would you say to people who are going through that crushing right now, who are feeling pressed and maybe even asked to handle more than they can handle on their own?
Yes. Yeah, and by the way, this would be all of us, you know, you, Lisa, myself, sure. Rebecca, everybody listening. At some level, everybody's got something today that's going to be like a crucible they're thrown into and just mixed up, and it's purifying. I would say, well, I have some issues about that line, Greg, you just talked about, God won't give you more than you can handle. I think that's one of those things that passes on and people just kind of say it. I believe God does give us more than we can handle, hence the crushing. But I think, and this is my own personal experience and what Rebecca and I have been through in our 17 years of married love, is that when he gives you more than you can handle, the point is he wants you to trust that he's polishing, purifying. He's trying to make you whole and holy. We can't be afraid of that. I mean, life itself,
well,
look at creation.
And if I could, I'm sorry, just to clarify that, you know, and because we were talking about this before, it's not that he gives you more than you can handle on your. It's more that he more than you can handle on your own, but not more than you can handle with him, right? You know, if I invite my 8-year-old to go work on the car with me, that 8-year-old can't fix the car.
Right.
But what I'm doing is I'm inviting him into a relationship with me. I'm giving him more than he can handle, but I'm rolling up my sleeves and going in there and doing 90% of the work. But I want him to be with me in that process. And I feel like that's really what God is doing. It's not that he takes pleasure in crushing us.
Not at all.
But there's work to do to build the kingdom, and he wants us to do our part alongside of him so that we can be in deeper relationship with him, just like that father and son.
We complete what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. What does that mean? That we're co-suffering. And how beautiful is that? That he's not throwing this weight on us and saying, let's see how they handle that. We're not rats in a labyrinth running around. We are working with him on the Via Dolorosa was led by Christ first, like he was crushed. And so, yeah, he's not masochistic here. He's trying to make us holy with us, and that's so beautiful.
So let's bring our sufferings to God because he wants to walk that road with us and not leave us to our own devices. Bill, I want to thank you so much for being with us. And, of course, if folks would like to learn more about the good work the Theology of the Body Institute is doing, they can go to tobinstitute.org. And we are taking your calls right here about faith struggles at 877-573-7825. Stick around.
Are you hungry for college football this fall? Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponents for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live-streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the live-stream football button. This Saturday, the Gyrenes try to crown Warner at 7 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university, avemaria.edu.
Emmaus Health is pleased to announce that through our partnership with Arbor Women, Claire Hall is joining us, a nurse midwife. Claire brings her outstanding expertise to help us expand our pro-life women's health and our pregnancy verification services. In these challenging times, we want the community to know that we are still available to help you and your family. Call 734-930-4020 and ask about our telemedicine option. Visit our website at emmaushealth.org. Faith-inspired, dignity-affirming healthcare. Emmaus Health.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus commands us to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, and shelter the homeless. Deacon Jim Vargas is pioneering programs that provide housing for more than 2,000 people each night, but he offers much, much more. Also, Father John Ricardo helps us get ready for the National Day of Prayer and Fasting.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Ann Arbor Smiles welcomes Dr. Patrick DiDonato and Dr. Abigail Walker to their team. Patrick is a parishioner of St. Thomas the Apostle in Ann Arbor, and Abigail is a pediatric dentist with openings available without a wait. Learn more about them at AnnArborSmiles.com. The team at Ann Arbor Smiles offers nearly every specialty in two convenient locations, including cosmetic dentistry, braces and Invisalign, and even sleep apnea. Ann Arbor Smiles provides care for the entire family. Visit AnnArborSmiles.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. Pope Francis has said that there are too many children who are orphans within the family.
that parents, especially fathers, need to take more time with their children. In today's culture, families can be little more than collections of individuals living under the same roof and sharing a data plan. Marriage and family don't just happen because you occupy the same space, and it has to be more than just what happens in the 5 minutes between all the other activities that keep us busy. Husbands and wives, parents and children need to make a specific, concerted effort to create what I call rituals of connection. These are regularly scheduled times to work, play, talk, and pray together. Pope Francis is asking Catholic families to examine what it really means to be a family and put in the work necessary to achieve that. For more information on Catholic family life, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today our show is titled Finding Faith. As we talk about the challenges we all experience in living our faith and applying our faith to our everyday life. Are you having a hard time knowing how to apply your faith to tough challenges in your life or relationships? Maybe you're having a hard time feeling God's presence, experiencing His love, knowing His mercy. Or knowing what He wants you to do about that thing. Yeah, that one, the one that you're thinking about right now. For that matter, maybe someone you care about is struggling in their faith and you're not sure how to support them. Whatever the situation is, let's talk it out together and find some ways forward. 877-573-7825.
Right now, we're talking with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, Mary. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
The struggle that I'm facing right now is with our adult son. He's 33. He divorced about a year and a half ago. We raised him Catholic. He's received all of his sacraments. When he married this young woman, they were involved in an evangelical church, and when their first child was born, she was a micropreemie, and it was a really traumatic experience for them because they were out of state when they had her, and they ended up being gone for 4 months, and it really, I think, tested their faith. And they came back and essentially decided to move away from where they were living, and they threw everything out the window and decided that they would figure out, quote-unquote, God on their own. And essentially, I feel like both of them threw out faith, period. And they divorced. They have two children. Our granddaughters are 4 and 2. And then our son got involved with another young woman pretty quick after he divorced. They were dating a year and a half. And that relationship has now ended. And he is really, really struggling with this breakup with this young woman. And I personally, I'm not quite sure why, but I don't know. He has a really good discussion line with his dad, my husband. They talk about theological issues all the time. And I don't believe that in his heart he has really thrown God out. I think he's really, really searching, but I don't know what I can do other than pray for him. And
do you talk with him? You said he has a good connection with his dad. Does he talk with you?
He does. Yes, he will bring things up with me, but I talk about my faith, but he just says, I'm not there. Okay. I don't believe that anymore.
Okay.
So
look, let me make a suggestion for you here. Okay, so I don't know. I've been talking to you for maybe a minute, and so this is a little bit of a leap for me, but I want you to take this to prayer. You know, why he took this breakup with this girl so hard is because he's depressed. He's been depressed since the loss of his baby. And he's lashing out at God and flailing around for something to make him feel better. And he thought that leaving this relationship with his wife was going to make things better because he didn't want to face the pain with her.
Running from pain is sort of a normal go-to.
And he ran into this relationship with this girl. that didn't work out, and he was hoping that she would make him feel better. And, you know, he's sort of living out a latter-day St. Augustine experience, where restless is the heart until it comes to rest in God. He's depressed, and he's hurting, and he's trying to find something to make him feel better, and he can't. And he's afraid of the one thing that could help him. So, Mary, you know, you said that he and your husband get into theological discussions, and all that. This isn't an intellectual thing. This is an emotional thing. This is a relationship thing. So when he talks to you about his life, whether it's his joys or his struggles, I want you to start by empathizing. If he's happy, celebrate with him, right? If he's sad, empathize with him and say how sorry that you are he's going through that. But join him with his feelings first. Connect your hearts. And then, at the first opportunity that you have, don't ask him permission. Bring God into the conversation. And here's how you do it. You know, if he says, I'm really having a rough day at work, or I'm really feeling bad, empathize with him. You know, I'm sorry, so sorry, son, that you're going through that. Lord, please help my son. He really is just so lonely and so sad and so frustrated right now, and I don't know how to help him, but I love him, and I know you love him. Please pour your love into his heart. Amen. Now, that was literally a 10-second prayer. And your son might just go, but then change the subject. Move on.
Yeah.
Have
a question ready that has nothing to do with God. Just in your pocket of your brain, so that when you're done saying that prayer, you can just move on to something else, so there isn't an awkward moment there.
If he talks about a great thing that happened to him, you know, something wonderful happened to me today, join with him. I'm so glad that happened. That's wonderful. I'm so excited for you. Lord, thank you for bringing that blessing into my son's life, and let him see that as you giving him a hug and showing him how much you love him. Then you talk about something else. Change the subject. The point is, don't talk about God. Don't let faith be an intellectual conversation. Bring God into the situation and plant the seeds of that relationship with him. I think you're going to be surprised to see. At first, he might push back a little bit. And if he does, just say, you know, son, I don't mean anything by it. I'm not telling you that you have to believe it or accept it. This is my faith, and this is my way of showing you that I love you, and I hope that you can just see that for what it is. And then move on. Don't let it be an argument. Just let him sit with that, right? And the point is, don't be afraid to bring God into the situation and let God do the work. You don't have to drag him there through intellectual conversations and theological arguments and all of that. You just bring God into the situation and let God do the work. That's all he asks of us. He'll take care of the rest in his time. But we will certainly add your son and your family to our More to Life prayer list. If there's more we can do to support you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. But that's the most important thing that anybody in your situation can do. Lead with that heart-to-heart connection. You know, what's the scripture? Weep with those who weep, rejoice with those who rejoice, right? Make that heart-to-heart connection with whatever he's experiencing first. But then look for that little 10-second opportunity to bring God into it, either to thank God for blessing your son in that way or to ask God for the help that you don't know how to give. But let that invitation be there to bring God more into this moment, in this conversation, because I can guarantee you you will start to see some surprising differences. Start there.
I just wonder, for everybody else who's listening, intellectual stuff about God is fabulous. If you
have a relationship.
Really in a relationship with God, if you're inquiring about God. In fact, Dr. David Anders was talking about this with one caller last week, and it's very, very true. If you are in relationship with God, searching out more knowledge of God and the Catholic faith and its teachings will be the fertilizer to that seed and will make it, you know, grow into, you know, the great sequoias kind of thing. But there are times where Satan can take it and twist it and say, oh, you got that prompting to have a relationship with God? Let me take you off in this direction and we'll just learn about all the stuff of God, the history of the church, the little arguments here, where if you're in relationship with God, that helps your faith flourish. but it can also be used as a boundary. In all these six-foot boundaries we've got right now, you know, I went to pick up food the other night and there was a card table between me and this person. There's a boundary. Sometimes we can let our intellect keep us away from giving our whole hearts to God, being in that relationship with God. And when somebody is hurting, especially that we love, helping them come into relationship with God is much, much more vital than talking about the things of God.
Let me bring this down to really ground level here, okay? Let's say someone says to you, I don't believe in the existence of your mother. Okay? What are you going to do? Are you going to spend, like, hours and hours and hours coming up with intellectual proofs of the existence of your mother?
Or going through the genealogy of your family for, you know, an hour to show that she must have come into being?
Or are you going to invite your mom to lunch the next time you see them?
Say, right? This is my mom.
This is my mom. I mean, I know that sounds silly, all right? But my point is, when we confront people who have no belief in God or no relationship with God or say they reject God, we tend to get into this intellectual, apologetic discussion about God, and it's kind of missing the point. We just got to bring God to them and let God do his work. So I hope that suggestion will get you started. And if there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here again. Mary, like I said, we've added you to our Immortal Life prayer list. But once you've started this, call us back and let us know the feedback that he's giving you, and we'll talk through the next steps. But this is where you want to start. Thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. We're taking your calls about faith and faith challenges and spiritual struggles in your own life or the lives of those you love. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Shelley, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thanks. What's your question?
I have a problem with when I pray. I tend to lose focus so easily, and I've asked the Lord for help, and this morning I thought, you know what, maybe I'm worrying about it too much, but it's like if I want to say the rosary, mm-hmm. I can get maybe two Hail Marys per decade where I am totally focused.
Sure. That happens to a lot of us. Now, let me ask you a question. When you go into your rosary, are you using the scripture verses that go with it so that you're, you know, really focused on what that mystery is? Or are you just kind of like, I got to get my rosary done, and you're jumping right into it? How's that going?
I'm jumping right into it. I'm not using the scripture verses that go with it, but I don't rush either.
Sure.
I've tried doing it with EWTN radio or television. I've tried it on
my own.
Yeah,
that's fine. Sure.
And go ahead.
There's two things I'm going to throw out there, and Greg has some stuff I'm sure here. But two things that come to mind as I was praying through this, as I saw your call come up. Number one, this happens to everybody, even the greatest saints. Okay, you know, Saint Therese of Lisieux used to fall asleep during her rosary, and she felt guilty about it for like a millisecond, and then really felt like God was saying to her, you know, even a greatest surgeon has to put his patient under before he can do surgery. Like, there are ways that God works in us. So first of all, if you really want to get the most out of your rosary in terms of reflecting on God, get yourself a great resource. You can go to the EWTN bookstore and just, you know, online, and get a scripture reflection. So each one, and this is how I started praying the rosary, it was very fruitful, will have the scripture of what this particular decade is all about. And then read it and kind of place yourself in the moment of that, asking yourself, you know, how did I feel? How would I feel if I was in this situation? Has anything like this sort of happened in my life? And then pray that decade, and then pause and move on to the next one. The other thing, though, I'm going to say to you is that we all get sort of off track here, and instead of allowing Satan to make us feel guilty, snap yourself back in by saying, Lord, all of these things of my life and the world and all these concerns keep coming in as I'm trying to pray my rosary to you. I give them to you. Give me peace about this. You hold them. You carry them because I can't. So allow yourself to realize that if your mind is drifting, it could be that these are things you need to be taking back to prayer with God.
And I second everything that Lisa is saying, and I want to build off of the last point she's making here, and I want to use a metaphor. Okay, imagine that you're in love with somebody. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Imagine that you're in love with somebody, and you know you're going on a date with them. And there's this one restaurant that you like to go to all the time. and you just assume that you're going to go to that restaurant because it's really special and it's meaningful to you. You've been there a lot and you love it. But then, you know, you're getting ready to go on the date, and the person that you love says, do you mind if we go someplace else today? Does that mean that they don't love you? Does that mean that they don't love that restaurant? Does that mean that they, I don't know, that there's something bad about the relationship? No, it means that the one you love is inviting you to explore a different part of your relationship together. That may also be what's going on here. The rosary is a beautiful prayer. It's an important prayer. It's a wonderful way to reflect on the life of Christ and to enter more deeply into the mystery of how God loves us and all the ways that God loves us. And I would never want to say anything to take away from that, and I encourage you to keep up that prayer. But if you're having a hard time struggling with that, I'd like you to actually bring that struggle to God and say, Lord, it seems like maybe you don't want me to pray the rosary today.
Or is there some other form of prayer you'd like me to do in addition to this? How can I relate this to you today?
What do you want from me? How do you want me to spend this time with you today?
What kind of date do you want to go on with me today so that I can feel closest to you?
Lead me, Lord, and let me follow your lead so that you can take me where you want to take me and show me what you want to show me and spend this time with me in the way that would be best. And on those, you know, days where you're not feeling that distraction, then by all means, pray the ways that you're most comfortable with, that are ways that are most meaningful to you. Keep up those spiritual disciplines of the rosary and other similar practices. But if you're really struggling with that, and, you know, the suggestions that Lisa made earlier on about staying focused in rosary aren't working, give that to God and say, how do you want to spend this time with me today, Lord? I want to follow you, because this is about me following your lead and being in love with you. Take me where you want me to go. And just let God lead you in your spiritual life. Shelley, thanks so much for the call. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about dealing with spiritual struggles. But before we go, it's time for our scripture of the day that comes to us from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, one verse and so many promises, so much reassurance from God. I got to read it one more time because there are a lot of us who need to hear this so badly right now. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
And again, that's Isaiah 41:10. If you need to stick it on a post-it note on your bathroom mirror or your car or wherever it needs to be today to remind you that God promises that he is there for you.
We're continuing to talk about faith struggles in your own life and the life of those you love. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's work it out together. More to Life will be back right after this.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
This program is brought to you in part by the support of MVP Realty Associates, helping people find homes in the town of Ave Maria, Florida. The town of Ave Maria has a water park, golf courses, restaurants, medical and retail stores, and is located 20 minutes from Naples. New construction and resale homes are available. More information about the town of Ave Maria and the vision of Domino's Pizza founder Tom Monahan is available from Greg Musumano at 239-825-6958.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Research shows that when families openly live and share their faith together, they're more able to respond positively to the challenges they face every day.
So if you're looking for help in creating that joyful place where each member of your family experiences life as a gift from God, then you will want to check out our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide for Raising Faithful Kids.
You can find this book on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs?
If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we are taking your calls about faith struggles. Whether you're having a hard time in your own faith relationship in some aspect of your spiritual journey, or you want to be a better support to someone you care about who's struggling in their faith life, let's talk it out together and find some ways forward. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Ed, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hey, Ed. Welcome to More to Life.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I struggle with the basic principle of our Catholic faith, our Christian faith, which is to surrender our will to His will. His will, not my will be done, but your will be done. Often we're called to step out of our comfort zone, so to speak, to do things that are what God would like to be done. Yet the conflict I see some in my life is sometimes when you do that, you're just not the right fit for doing that that task or the and how do you strike that balance between?
Well, can
doing
you give me an example?
Doing?
Like, is there something specific that maybe you're wrestling with? It would be helpful if I had a little more on that.
I don't know. Like, I might be comfortable with. With what I want to do, but with what I want to do, I don't know. It's hard to articulate.
I can speak to it generally. I just wanted to be as helpful as possible in the time that we had. So if I can speak to this generally, though. I mean, so surrendering to God's will does. You know, let me put it this way: God is not going to make you do something He didn't make you for.
Very
right?
True.
He doesn't ask you to use a toaster to pound nails in, right? You know, because he wants a toaster to make toast, right? He made you to do something, and he's not going to ask you to do those things that are completely contrary to what he made you to do. Now, where surrendering our will comes in does not mean giving up our desires or pretending to be somebody that we're not. What it means is bringing it all to God and saying, look, Lord, there is this desire on my heart for X, whatever X is. If it's not from you, please take it from me. But if it remains here in my heart, show me how to respond to this in a way that will actually glorify you, help me work for the good of the people around me, and be the best person that you want me to be. Right, surrendering my will doesn't mean, you know, chucking out all those things that I desire or long for or that would make me feel fulfilled. It means going to God and saying, teach me how to respond to these desires. Help me consecrate these desires, Lord, so that in everything I do, I'm doing it for you.
And it also means...
I'm so sorry.
not a problem. It also means you don't have to do it alone, Ed. None of us do. You know, this prayer that you're quoting is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane dealing with the fact that he was going to have to lay down his life in a very excruciating way for us. And he's sweating blood. And he says, I don't want to do this, Father. If there's a way that this can pass from me, please let it happen, but not my will, but yours be done. And then God sends angels to minister to him in the midst of this. God does not ask us to do even the really hard, scary stuff by ourselves. It's never, let me perform well on stage for you, Lord, and then you can clap for me. It's about a relationship that allows him to fill in for all of our weaknesses.
The second thing that this kind of plays out in not just the big things of like pursuing goals in our life, but in responding to people, you know, sometimes we, you know, want to just, I don't know, do what we feel like doing instead of actually working on the relationship or trying to work for peace. In general, generally speaking, the more we want to pursue meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, the more we are surrendering to God's will. Meaningfulness means using our gifts and talents in a way that blesses others. Intimacy refers to working to make our relationships stronger and healthier and godlier. And virtue means using whatever life is throwing at us to become a better, stronger, healthier, godlier person. You know, surrendering our will means pursuing meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. In that context, the first point I made, which is bringing those desires and giving them to Him. If that desire is still on your heart, then assume that God wants you to pursue that desire, but ask Him how. And really, that's what it means. It doesn't mean pretending to be something that we're not or giving up on everything that's important to us. It means asking God to lead us and direct us in every step that we take. I actually talk a lot about this in my book, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. Again, it's Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. You can find that and many of our other resources at CatholicCounselors.com, as well as information about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. U.S. Senate behavior is being harshly critiqued, even by its own members, as the White House is promising another Supreme Court nominee for confirmation hearings. Senator Ben Sasse points to Senate willingness to sling anti-Catholic bigotry in previous hearings against one of three current considerations for Supreme Court nomination. The Nebraska senator says religious litmus tests like those presented to Amy Coney Barrett in her last hearing are unconstitutional. In another hearing, Senator Kamala Harris openly targeted Catholic doctrine on abortion and marriage as a disqualifier for Catholic judicial nominees.